We're talking about mysterious blessings of God. You will sow little, you will have much. You will invest, you will have interest. You will sow, it will grow. Alright? Animals will not eat the crops. Okay? Thorns will not show it. It will not fall to the wrong ground. It will be germinated on the right ground and will bring fruit produce for you. If you serve this mysterious God. Sickness will be all over places, you will not come into the house. If you serve the mysterious God. Okay? If you serve the mysterious God, unanswered prayer will become answered prayer for you. If you serve the mysterious God, your children will become what you have never imagined in the capital. So there is nothing that God cannot do. You serve him.
Welcome to Trumpet Media Podcast with James Taiwo, encouraging people to faithfully serve God and motivating them to live fulfilled lives on earth. Get James Taiwo's books and subscribe to his articles at jamestaiwo.com. That's James, T-A-I-W-O.com.
Who are you, Lord? Who are you, Lord? Somebody say, who are you, Lord?
Who are you, Lord?
Somebody say, who are you, Lord?
Who are you, Lord?
If I am to ask you a question this morning, how do you perceive God as a person? Not what our teacher taught us, or our pastor preached, or what we heard, what we were taught in Sunday school. You as a person, if you are to ask yourself, or someone ask you, who do you think God is? How do you perceive God? I will start by saying, God is mysterious. God is mysterious. What? Mystery. Somebody say mystery.
Mystery.
How do you understand mystery? Mystery means something that you cannot describe. Beyond human comprehension. Something inexplainable, okay? Something beyond the word of mouth. I said it's mysterious. Anyone that thinks he can properly define God has no enough knowledge. God is mysterious. And those are what we are going to talk about this morning and how it relates with your life. Amen?
Amen.
In the book of Jeremiah, he said, before you were formed in the womb of your mother, I have known you. That is the concept of God that you are serving. And the other one is that God said he existed before the existing. We're talking about mystery this morning. And that is why science has a lot of problems. Scientists have a lot of problems understanding what God is about. But they will indefinitely be struggling because nobody can use the word of mouth or human knowledge to explain who God is. And the beauty of it is when you don't know, you don't understand it and you believe it. That makes you a child of God. That makes you the one that will be worthy of eternal life after you have died. That makes it someone that will make you to be qualified to receive its benefits. Because if you don't believe in me, I won't bless you. That is the principle of God. Hallelujah! Proverbs chapter 8. Let's open to that place. We're going to read from verse 22 to 31. Let's go. At the beginning of his way, before his works of old, I have been established from everlasting. From the beginning, before there was ever an earth, when there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains, abiding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth. Why, as yet he had not made the head or the fields or the primary dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the foundations of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limits, so that the waters would not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundation of the earth, then I was beside him as a master craftsman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and my delight was with the sons of men. Verse 32. Now, therefore, listen to me, my children, for blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and do not disdain. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors, for whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who sins against me wrong his own soul. All those who hate me love death. Amen. Even the man that wrote this that portion of the Bible presented it as if it's wisdom of God. Okay? Read verse 24.
When there were no deaths, I was...
No, excuse me. Let's read from verse 23. 22, read.
I was sent out everlasting. From the beginning and forever.
Amen. Can you make sense out of that verse? Read again. Verse 23.
I was sent out from everlasting. From the beginning of everlasting.
Okay. I have been established from everlasting. Okay? An establishment from everlasting. I want you to understand that English very well. Everlasting means something that is unlimited.
Unending.
Indefinitely. Okay, it was established from unending. From infinity. If something is established, that means it has a root. Right? But he said his root is indefinite. How can you make sense out of that? You were formed from nobody, but you were formed. And the second one, from that same verse, he said, from the beginning, before the earth was enhanced, when there was no death, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains, abandoned with water. Hallelujah. If we have to jump to John chapter 1, verse 1 to 5, what does it say? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was
God.
And God was
God.
So what happened in Genesis chapter 1? And God said, let there be, let there be
light.
Let's go to Genesis to make it clean and clear. What is this? Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. Okay, why you mark that place? Go to John chapter 1, verse 1. Can you make two sense out of those two verses? Okay. Genesis chapter 1 says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And John chapter 1 says,
in the beginning
was, and the Word was, and the Word was. Hallelujah. That's Genesis. Okay? Verse 3, chapter 1. Verse 3. What does it say? Let's stop there. Say it again. Then God said. Let's pause. God said. You know what that means? There was a word that went out. God said. A word went out. And John chapter 1 says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and God was the Word. That is, God is a mystery. His voice is himself. And the proverb that you read says, I was with God. I was established from everlasting. So don't even waste your time trying to understand who God is. Don't try to question the audacity of God. Don't question his power. Don't question his supremacy. Don't use human word to describe God. Okay, when they come to you and say, who is God? Who is the Father of God? You don't need to answer that question. Because you cannot make sense out of who God is with a word of mouth, with human knowledge. Hallelujah! Can I tell you something, this morning, children of the Lord? For the fact that God is mysterious is the fact that you will succeed irrespective of who you are. Amen. Somebody doesn't understand what I'm saying. So what are we talking about this morning? God is mysterious. Your success must be mysterious. Your progress must be mysterious. Hallelujah! Amen. Your achievement must be mysterious. Man must not be able to define your destiny. Somebody said, Lord, who are you?
Lord, who are you?
Lord, who are you?
Lord, who are you?
Maybe I should also remind you that it's only God that knows your future. You don't know what is ahead of you. It's only God that knows. The Lord shall do great and marvelous things in our lives in Jesus' name.
Amen.
How many of us believe that God can do what nobody can do? Do we believe?
Yes.
You believe God can do what no man can do?
Yes.
Amen. I want you to open quickly to the book of Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 to 5. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Behold, I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Before you were formed, before you were neat and greedy in the womb of your mother, he said, he has known you. He knew who you are before you were made. Your destiny is in the hands of God.
That's right.
Somebody said, my destiny is in the hands of God.
My destiny is in the hands of God.
Now, after you have talked to him, you have asked this question, God, who are you? Now, I will now remind you of your role for this mysterious God to do mysterious things in your life. Because as I am standing before you, people of the Lord, I still don't believe enough mystery has happened in my life. Enough mysteries have not happened in my life yet. I want mysteries, this mysterious God to bring mysterious blessings into my life.
Amen.
That where a man, a woman, born of a woman, has not been able to achieve, I'll be able to achieve it.
Amen.
Not only in terms of money, in terms of even charity, in terms of blessing on our lives. What a man born of a woman has not been able to achieve, that I will be able to achieve. So, children of the Lord, your role is number one. Let's say number one. Trust God. If you want great things to happen, you want mysterious things to make mysterious things happen in your life, trust God. Hey, if you be willing and obedient, you shall do what? You shall eat the fruits of the land. If you can trust, you shall eat the fruits of the land. The second one is you must serve God. Okay? You must serve God. Serve the Lord that you have believed, you have come to accept that he exists. God that you have come to say, I know my God is alive. God that you have proclaimed his word. God that you have preached his name. God that you have sung his song. God that you have talked about, you have bragged about, you have told people about. Serve him. When you serve God, a mysterious God that you have served, he will bring mysterious blessings into your life. Amen? Somebody who has tumor, we see the tumor disappear mysteriously. Somebody who lacks, we see someone blessing him mysteriously. Somebody who labors hard and could not gather will see blessing comes to him mysteriously, divinely, and positively. I need to have that one, okay? Not that magic comes, not that one demon comes to bring you something mysteriously. We're talking about mysterious blessings of God. You will sow little, you will have much. You will invest, you will have interest. You will sow, it will grow. All right? Animals will not eat the crops. Okay? Thorns will not choke it. It will not fall to the wrong ground. It will germinate on the right ground and will bring fruit produce for you if you serve this mysterious God. Sickness will be all over places. It will not come into your house if you serve mysterious God. Okay? If you serve mysterious God, unanswered prayer will become answered prayer for you. If you serve mysterious God, your children will become what you have never imagined they can become. So there is nothing that God cannot do if you serve Him. Never underestimate the God we are talking about. I'm not talking about the other God. I'm talking about the God we are talking about. Never underestimate Him. Amen?
Amen.
Things will fall into place for a man that serves mysterious God, for a woman that serves mysterious God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say it after me. Things will fall into place for a person that serves mysterious God. Things will fall into place for a person that serves mysterious God. Things will fall into place for you.
Amen.
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 Let me explain this before I round it up. You will get a job. Okay? There will be challenges in that job. There will be persecution. Then you will overcome. I'm just giving you an example. And this can be any examples. Then you will overcome. That is you transitioning to another stage. Once you overcome, then you become elevated. And once you become elevated, you become blessed.
Amen.
That's what we're talking about this morning. Your stage will transition.
Amen.
So before you ask me a question, Pastor, why is this happening in my life? When you say your God can do mysterious things, I'm telling you, what you are going through is a part of God's process of manifesting his mysteriousness. Do you remember the story of Israel wandering in the wilderness for 40 years? Do you remember? If you were born poor, your mysterious God can make you rich. If you were poor before, I mean, if you were rich before, you became poor, your mysterious God can still make you richer. You remember the story of Job?
Yes.
The man that was innocent all by himself, that your mysterious God brought problems into his life, that your mysterious God caused his wife to die, his children, 7 children to die, all his livestock, they all perish in one day, not 7 days, so all of them, one day. Before this man comes and says, this thing happened, before he leaves, the second one comes in. That's how Bible describes it. They didn't give the guy any breathing space. And that's the job of your mysterious God. Your mysterious God caused all those havoc in his life. And when God finished and he was satisfied, your mysterious God, don't question me why, I don't know. And your mysterious God now made him to be the best man in the East. He blessed him with another set of children. More beautiful than the women of the East. And he made his life of his business to be the best in the East. Your mysterious God. So don't ask me questions about your mysterious God because I don't know. What I know about this mysterious God is that he can do anything mysteriously to the glorification of his name. That is God that you serve. That is God that you serve. He will do these great and marvelous things in your life.
Amen.
He will lift you up.
Amen.
He will prove himself that he is mysterious.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The word of mouth will not be able to describe it. Okay? You yourself will not be able to brag about it. If you can brag about it, it's not from God.
That's right, sir.
Yes. I agree with you, sir.
When God does the job in your life and he finishes, you yourself, you will know this is God.
Yes.
So if you still know, you still have some explanation, you are not ready yet. You are not there yet. God is still cooking you up. When it's done, you will be speechless. So now you will make this thing to happen in your life. How many of you have seen God before? That's part of your mysterious God. Who made you? God. Can you touch him? Touch that person beside you. Have you seen God?
No.
Have you touched God?
No.
God that made, that mysterious that made God, the human being that we can touch. He will do things that you can see.
Amen.
He will do things that you can taste.
Amen.
He will do things that you can feel.
Amen.
He will do things that you can enjoy.
Amen.
God will rise up for you.
Amen.
Life that is lost will be regained.
Amen.
Benefit that you have lost will come back.
Amen.
Opportunity that you have missed will resurface. Because your God is mysterious. Let us stand up and begin to declare these mysteries in our destiny. Begin to proclaim it. Declare it like a crazy man into your life. Declare the goodness of God as a crazy man. Don't mind that person sitting beside you or standing beside you. I receive the power of the Lord. I receive the strength of the Lord. I receive the strength of the Lord, the grace of the Lord to believe in the mysterious God, to exercise my faith in the mysterious God, to operate in the strength of the mysterious God, to believe in the progress, in the promotion, in the multiplication, in the enlargement of my greatness. I am proclaiming, I am declaring mysterious God into my destiny, into all that concerns me. I am saying, let the mysterious God begin to walk mysteriously in everything that has to do with me, everything that has to do with my life, everything that has to do with my career, that has to do with my ministries, that has to do with my family, that has to do with my health. Let the mysterious God begin to walk mysteriously over my life in the name of the Lord Jesus. Because eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have he entered into the arms of man the things that God has prepared for those that love him. Let great and many things begin to happen in my life. Let mysterious God begin to work mysteriously for me. Let sons shine upon my horizon. Let the light of God shine into my destiny. Let indescribable things begin to happen concerning me, now and forevermore. Mysterious God begin to work your mysteries for me. In the name.
Hope you enjoyed this message by James Taiwo. Subscribe to this podcast to stay informed of every new episode. Trumpet Media is the media arm of World Outreach Evangelical Ministry. If you live in New York City area, consider to join our worship service on Sunday at 10 a.m. We are located at 3721 Rockaway Beach Boulevard, Far Rockaway, New York 11691. Learn more about us at WOEM.org.